Assalamualaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh. Hello, good morning everyone. Welcome back with me, Adela Yusniati. And come back again with my podcast. This podcast, I will review the video and I have watched title The Village with No Man. The woman created the village. No men were allowed to enter, even if they need not allow men to enter the village. This village is called Umoja, to be precise, in Kenya. And here we meet Rebecca. He told me that 30 years ago. Rebecca had an abusive marriage. She was beaten and humiliated. However, it turned out that it was not only him who had experienced such things. He was not alone because beatings and rapes were commonplace. Children have to get married and destroy their future is common. Cutting off their private parts, which is the traditional for a girl to be circumcised. Until one day, he and group of 14 other women who decide to make their own work. They said, "We don't need men, we can make your own." And the men think how they can survive when they are a woman, a weak woman. But Rebecca and the others proved the men's thinking wrong, because they can live with men. They found the village from a plot of land with the name Umoja, which means union with their own hands. They made house out of tree and man, made jewelry with their hand to sell to tourists from money. Set up a school to teach their own children. They raise children in peace without the reason of men. Their sons can only live until the age of 18 and rebuild the village in memory. However, because the village that was established by the village for men was the village of tourists, eventually the tourists enter the village up to Umoja village and attack the woman. But Rebecca remains strong, saving to buy the village. No more than 100 strong women are in Umoja village, and now they are all success. This is a woman who can thrive, do business, The government need to make police to protect women, because women are created to be protect, not to be hurt. Okay, maybe that's enough podcast this time, and see you next time, guys.